outbreak. Moreover, genotype 1 and 2 is affecting or present in human only. A human body will affected by these two, 1 and 2. While 3 and 4 is present in animal, certain animals, and those animals showing no sign and symptom, it may act as a carrier for the human. So sometimes it will affect the human body occasionally. The animals that infected are pigs and boars, which is wild pigs, and deer. So there is a variation in the reservoir of the variation in the genotype in the reservoir as well as in the geographic distribution of this genotype, I mean regarding the hepatitis E. Transmission, it is a fecal-oral just now. That's why they call it indirectly transmitted hepatitis. It's fecal-oral. It's found worldwide, as we mentioned. It is disease in the East and South Asia, as we mentioned. E is mainly transmitted through the fecal-oral, but sometimes, so as long as in fecal-oral, mostly it is act as a water-borne disease from water. But sometimes also it may transmit it via food. So foodborne disease or foodborne transmission via blood, also occur bacteria. And vertical, I am sure you know what you mean by vertical transmission, also occur, okay? Because just now we said it occurs in pregnant women. In incubation period, it's 3 to 8, it doesn't matter, okay? Period of communicability, it's not known yet. They don't know how long the period of COVID. Symptomatic of these, of course, it is in children, it is asymptomatic, just like A. It is asymptomatic. But when the age 15, and the age 15 to 40, it becomes symptomatic. What do you mean by symptomatic? It means then jaundice appear, dark urine, and so any other, in addition to the other symptom, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, and so on, the other, enlarged liver, and so on. Okay. But in children, okay, it is asymptomatic. In another word, it is anecteric or without any jaundice. Rare case, as we mentioned just a few minutes, hepatitis E, it is just now we said it's self-limited, but in a rare case, it may become as a fulminant hepatitis or acute liver failure, it may lead to death, particularly in a pregnant woman, particularly among a pregnant woman. Okay? So fulminant hepatitis occur more frequently during pregnancy. So hepatitis E is very, very dangerous when occur among pregnant women. It's lead to mortality. It's about 20% just now I mentioned it to you in pregnant. And also it lead to the obstetrical complication. Maybe it lead to the congenital anomaly, lead to the death of the infant, death of the baby, I mean. Okay, it may lead to abortion. So it leads to the obstetrical complication. And the death, the mortality rate, as we mentioned, is 20%. Particularly, it occurs during the third trimester of pregnancy. I am sure you know what I mean by third trimester. Because usually, pregnancy divided into first, second, and third trimester. So the death is high in the third trimester of pregnancy. Diagnosis, as any other hepatitis, you remember we mentioned, it's difficult, but the only thing is by identification of the antibody, IgG and IgM, and in the blood, And sometimes, if there is a good laboratory, we can do, we can detect the RNA in the blood or in the stool, of course, by RT-PCR. What about the treatment? Just now we said it is self-limited. It is self-limited. Without treatment, there is no specific treatment for acute hepatitis. Only what we are going to do, we do hospitalization for whom? For those fulminant hepatitis and particularly the pregnant woman. So we hospitalize those patients. So recovery from the disease is always complete, just now we said. There is no specific immunoglobulin for this disease. Mm-hmm. What about the vaccine? Regarding the prevention, as you remember, we have primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention. In the primary prevention, of course, the best thing is to standardization of the living, okay? Maintenance quality standard of public water, because it's mostly occur as a waterborne disease, okay? And of course, proper disposal of the system of material, of sanitary waste. On individual level, this is as a community, on individual level, of course, hygiene, personal hygiene, washing hands, and any other things, you know it. Okay. Avoid drinking water or ice from area that you are not sure it is completely sterile. In addition, adherence to the recommendation of WHO regarding the safe water and safe food practicing. Still, we are in the primary prevention, and you know that in primary prevention, we can do a specific protection, which is vaccination. So for this disease, there is a vaccine. This vaccine had been discovered in 2011. Okay? It is created in China, but it's not available still all over the world. But in China, yes, they use it. It is in 2011 had been created. The name is of this vaccine is HEV239. Okay. Vaccine. This vaccine is given in a three doses. In a three doses. 1 month between one another. And it is given intramuscularly. Intramuscularly. The surprising thing of this vaccine, I think it is different from any, from other vaccine, at least to my knowledge, that it, the protection is 90% protection, give protection for 1 year from the first dose. It gives 90% protection from the first dose only for 1 year. But then it will decrease. But after three doses, the protection will be about 4.5 years. So, I don't know, this is the first time. Additionally, this vaccine is safe for pregnant women, so they can give it for pregnant women. It is safe for pregnant and also for her fetus. So it is safe to be given for those three, because just now, as we mentioned, it is the disease is very, very serious in a pregnant woman. Passive immunoprophylaxis, there is no such thing for this disease. Now, coming to the last hepatitis virus, which is G virus. Okay? Actually, the G virus, yes, it is discovered in 1996, but sometimes they ignore it, they delete it, because some of them, they said it is related to the hepatitis C. It is one subgenotype of hepatitis C. Then they delete it, then again they return back and so on and so on. It is similar, transmission is similar to that of hepatitis C and B, sexually and via blood. Blood, okay? And transplacenta rarely. So it is similar to the B and C. Risk group, of course, the same risk group, that of the B and C. Those who are used to have blood transfusion or organ transplant recipient, drug injector, drug abuse, and hemodialysis patient. Men to men sex, also those homosexual men are at risk of getting this disease. An incubation period unknown for this disease still. Testing serologically just to detect it. Prevention, there is no specific one. It is the same as that of hepatitis B and C. Now we finish with the hepatitis coming to the other infectious example, which is brucellosis, bacterial infection, that was virus, brucellosis. Okay. It's one of the major, it's present in our country, I mean in Jordan. Okay. It's bacterial zoonotic disease, and also affect the human. I think you know the other name for this is indolent fever, because it's coming down and up, or Malta fever, or Mediterranean fever, because it's present in Mediterranean area a lot. It's bacterial disease caused by various Brucella group, a lot of Brucella, but though there are four that affected the human, which are mainly infected cattle, swine, goats, sheep, and dog. So these are the reservoir of the Brucella. Occasionally, it transmitted to man, either directly or indirectly. We will see how this direct and indirect transmission occurred of brucellosis. It's characterized, of course, by intermittent or irregular febrile attack, profuse sweating, arthritis all over the body, and enlarged spleen. This disease might last several days, or several months, or many, or several years. Okay, it may stay still for many years. Brucellosis is both severe, it is a disease, serious disease in man, as well as in animal. So, it is economically very serious public health problem, a serious economic public health problem, because it affects the animal. Okay. A human generally acquired disease, as we mentioned, through direct or indirect. Direct contact, as you can see from this picture. Direct contact with the infected animal, you can see from this picture. Okay, or by eating contaminated animal product, meat or any other, or by drinking contaminated milk from infected animal. This is direct, and also by inhaling, so it becomes as a dust-borne disease. The majority, of course, of cases occur by ingestion of unpasteurized product, milk particularly, unpasteurized milk, or cheese, or any other milk product. Brucellosis is occupational disease. You know what do you mean by occupational disease? It is occupational disease for people who work with the animal and animal product. Person-to-person transmission is very, very rare. An incubation period, 1 to 3 days, 1 to 3 weeks, and it may be as high as 6 months or more. So a lot. Diagnosis, of course, just very fast, we will go. Isolation of organism from the culture of blood or bone marrow, okay? And we can do Brucella microagglutination test, which is to detect the antibody very good. Okay. So this is regarding man. How do we diagnose the Brucella in animal or in any cattle? It doesn't matter. Cattle is okay. Diagnosis by laboratory testing of blood or milk or sample of placenta or discharge of the uterus, because it is the quantity will be very high at the birth of the fetus or death of the fetus. The quantity will be very high in placenta and vaginal discharge or milk of infected cow. That's why they test the placenta and uterine content. It is a public health problem all over the world. It is endemic. It is endemic in area whenever cattle, pig, goat, sheep, or any other are raised in large number. Murabbin, al-aghnam, wal-baqiyya. The important endemic area is Mediterranean region, just now, that's why the name is Mediterranean fever. Okay. Eastern Mediterranean region and Central Asia, Mexico and so on, they have a lot of, it is endemic in this area. While on the other hand, in Europe, North America and Australia, there is no such thing. Although Australia having raising cattle and the other in a good quantity. The prevalence of a human brucellosis differ. It is difficult to diagnose. It is difficult. Why it is difficult? Why it is the prevalence is difficult to be estimated? Because it's difficult to diagnose. This is one. And also because of the physician are not familiar with this disease so much. So whenever the patient came as fever or arthritis or any other, he will not send him to the laboratory for testing the brucellosis. That's why the physician in many countries are unfamiliar with this disease. And the diagnosis is also difficult. In Jordan, the incidence of brucellosis is 4.6 per 100,000. Per 100,000. So, still it's a... Epidemiologically, an agent, as you know, it is a gram-negative bacilli, non-motile, non-spore, it doesn't matter, okay? A genus Brucella. There are 4 species that are important. I told you there is a lot, but 4 species that are important from a human point of view. These are, we have Brucella mellitus, okay? This, it is highly virulent, okay? And invasiveness. It is found where? In goats. And occasionally in sheep, it is highly virulent. Then, coming the on the other hand, Brucellosis abortus, it is less virulent. Okay. It's found in cattle. You should know it. Brucellosis suis It is intermediate between the two. It's found in pigs. While Bacillus canis, it is a disease found in dog. So you should know these things. The host factor, اللي هو human pig, human brucellosis sporadic, is predominantly disease of adult male. Why? Why it is a disease of adult male? Why the children not affected? Okay, into naimin, مش مشكلة. Because just now we said it's occupational disease. Okay? It is occupational disease. Farmer, okay, butchers and all veterinarian person were liable or at risk of getting this disease. Laboratory worker, all are at special risk because of it is occupational exposure, just now we mentioned. There is an immunity following infection. Reservoir, just now we mentioned, reservoir of infection, we say. Main reservoir of a human infection are cattle, sheep, goat, swine, buffalo, horses, and dog. In animal, the disease causes abortion. In animal, it causes abortion, or it causes premature delivery of the, or premature expulsion of the uterine content, or it may lead to death of the animal. So just now we said this is economically serious problem. Cross infection can be occur. It mean from one reservoir to the other. Okay, cross infection can be occur between animal species. The infected animal excreted Brucella in urine, milk, placenta. Just now we said. Uterine and vaginal discharge, particularly during birth or during abortion, for in a high quantity in uterine and vaginal discharge during, because it causes abortion or death in the animal, so during abortion or birth, it contains high quantity of Brucella. Animal may remain infected or live. So again, it is economic serious problem. Okay. The other factor, this is a reservoir we finish with the host, the human. The other factor is the environment. Environment, okay. Brucella is most prevalent, under condition of advanced domestication of animal. But in the absence of corresponding advanced standard of hygiene. That's why Australia or any other area, North America, Europe, they يربون الأغنام والأرض, but good standard of hygiene. But in Mediterranean and other area that we mentioned, the standard of hygiene of area of the animal is not good. This is one, this is a factor. Overcrowding of herd, high rainfall, lack of exposure to sunlight, unhygienic practice of milk and meat product, unhygienic product, all favor the spread of brucellosis. So these are the environment. The organism, moreover, the organism can survive for weeks or even months. Can survive outside in the favorable condition in water, urine, and in the fecal material. So it can transmit it for a long period of time. You remember? The infection can transmit it from to a distant area, just now we say it, either by the milk, or by dust. Just now we see it by air. It is airborne disease also. So it can transmit it by dust or by milk for a long, long distance or a huge area. Mode of transmission, okay. The transmission is usually from the infected animal, definitely to the man. There is no evidence of transmission from man to man. No evidence of transmission man to man. It's only from animal to man. So what are the root of transmission? Okay. Contact, infection, just now here, you can see contact infection. Most commonly infection occur through direct contact with the infected tissue. Milking, okay? Or infected tissue or contact with the blood, contaminated blood or contaminated urine. Also, contact with the vaginal discharge, just now we mentioned it, and especially placenta. Infection takes place through a bread skin. In the skin, so the infection will go through. This is one direct contact. So this type of the disease is mainly occupational. Okay. Moreover, also mucocutaneous route, it can transmitted through the conjunctiva also. Another route of transmission is airborne, just now we said. The environment of the cow sheep may be heavily infected. People living in such environment can be infected by Drosella, maybe by inhalation, just now we mentioned it. Another route is foodborne infection. Infection might take place directly by ingestion of raw milk. Ingestion of raw milk or any dairy product from infected animal, definitely. Fresh raw vegetable, if grown in soil, contaminating manure from infected animal. Of infected animal, they use it for the vegetable, in the vegetable. Water contamination with the excreta of infected animals, so a lot of mode of transmission for the disease you could see. The pattern of disease, it could be either acute, febrile, or it could be chronic, just now we mentioned, it may last several years even. It may last several days, several years even, just now we mentioned it. In acute phase, there is sudden and insidious onset of illness with the swinging pyrexia, high fever, 40 or 41 degrees centigrade. And arthritis usually affected the large joint. Usually the large joint will be affected. Okay, el hip and knee and shoulder. Low back pain, headache, insomnia, and so on. Leukopenia and lymphocytosis. In acute phase may be subside within 2 to 3 weeks. If the patient given treatment, the best treatment is tetracycline given to this patient. Okay. Tetracycline will, the symptom will disappear, but the pathogen is still in his body. Okay, so giving rise to subacute or relapsing disease again, Maratania, after stopping of treatment. Control, really, our main target. In the animal, the most rational approach for preventing the human brucellosis is controlling the brucella in animal. So I would like to diminish brucella in human, I should prevent its occurrence in the lava, okay, in the animal. So the best one is controlling and eradication of brucella in animal reservoir, which is based on combination of the following. How can we do that? First of all, of course, test and slaughter. Testing to identify the cases of, in the animal, I mean. Then when there is positive by skin test, then slaughtering the infected animal. And what shall we do? Compensate payment for the owner. Well, yeah, it is economically a serious problem. يقتلون الانفكتد انيمال ويعوضون صاحبها. Compensate payment to the owner. This is the only satisfactory solution in eradication of the brucellosis. Another thing, we have vaccination. Vaccination of animal. The vaccine is Brucella abortus strain 19. It is commonly used for young animal. It should be compulsory. So compulsory vaccination of animals should be a program in the whole country. Okay? Started from the heifer, من small baby of the cattle, and then it give each year, yearly we have to give this animal, okay, or this cattle, vaccine each year for 7 to 10 years in order to eliminate the brucella. 7 to 10 years. Control of infection caused by the Brucella mellitus in the goat and sheep have to be based on vaccination also. So all of it we can prevent it by vaccination. Of course, in addition to the vaccine, hygiene measure, because there is so many environmental causes of this disease. So hygiene measure, provision of a clean sanitary environment for the animal, sanitary disposal of the urine and fecal material of the animal, and also the placenta and the any other things of the animal, veterinary care of animal, and health education of those in this occupation, or health education for the owner of those animals. What about prevention of brucella in human? Although we say, in order to eliminate or to control brucella in man, brucellosis in man, we have to control it in animal first of all. Yes, but also we have to work in human. Of course, early diagnosis and treatment, just now we said, several, and give tetracycline. Pasteurization, of course, of the milk and milk product. This is very important. Pasteurization or boiling the milk. Protective measure, prevent direct contact with the infected animal. Okay, among persons at risk, such as farmer, sheep herds, or milkman, or all those workers. care in handling and disposal of placenta discharge and all the fetus material from animal or حتى لو it's not infected animal.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, protective clothes اللي شفتوا بالكورونا should be used for those person. It's just the نفس الصورة اللي تشوفها. Vaccination also it is available. Brucella abortus strain 19 BA is available. So brucellosis will be disappear if we eradicate it from animal. So the animal is the main target, should be the main target in prevention of the of this disease. Thank you very much. ممكن الضمان. أي سؤال رجاء؟ يمكن نمتو.